This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The Lord's Prayer. Luke chapter 11 verses 1 to 4. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." The Lord's Prayer is also recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. The Bible tells us that Jesus was praying, and when he finished praying, the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. Jesus teaches or gives a pattern for prayer. This is a pattern for all Christians to pray. In the Gospel of Luke, there are 5 petitions mentioned in this prayer and 7 in the Gospel of Matthew. Today, let us look at the first petition, "Hallowed be your name." Jesus tells us that we should address God as our Father. And this is how Jesus addressed God. When we say "our Father," notice Jesus didn't teach us to address God as "my Father," but the emphasis is on "our Father." It reminds us that we are a part of the body of Christ. We are a part of God's big family, and we address God as "our Father." The expression "our Father" removes all barriers coming to God and opens the way to approach God in the aspect of a relationship. It is impossible to come to God as our Father except that we are born into His family through faith in Jesus Christ. The approach to God as Father is based on a relationship with God through faith in Christ and can only be uttered by those who are in the family. We read in Luke chapter 10 verses 21 and 22, "At that time Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.'" The beginning of the Lord's Prayer is to recognize that we have a relationship and access to the Father heart of God, a Father's heart of compassion, mercy, strength, and above all, unconditional love. We commune with a God in an established, intimate relationship, the kind of intimacy that exists between a child and the Father. Opening our eyes to and accepting God as our Father, we move on to the first of the petitions, "Hallowed be thy name." When you pray, "Hallowed be thy name," it is ascending to the very heart of God to recognize who He is and what He has done for us. What does it mean to hallow His name? The word "hallow" means to set apart as holy, to consider holy. When you pray, "Hallowed be your name," you are saying, "Holy are you, Lord. Let it be on earth as in heaven, your glory and your name." You are not rushing into the presence of God, but coming into His presence, recognizing who God is and what He can do for you. Jesus teaches us how to pray, to recognize who we are addressing, to realize we are a part of the family of God, and to give reverence to the sovereign Almighty God. Today, in the midst of turmoil, suffering, pain and agony, hopelessness, dangers and strife, you have a Father who knows your name. You have a God who is holy and sovereign. Do you know the Father's name? Do you have a relationship with him? The Father is calling you to come to him, and as you come, give him the reverence as Lord of your life. Our Father, hallowed be your name.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.